Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dominic, we are sliding into the Monday 4 o'clock happy hour, and we've been joined by a fine guest live via Zoom. It is Kelda Roy, State Senator from my great state of Wisconsin. Kelda, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Hi, Kelda. Thank you.
Well, Kelda, wish it was under differing circumstances. My understanding, the U.S. Supreme Court is going to take up a Mississippi law that is effectively a 15-week abortion ban, and this could be one of the first steps in undermining the prior decision on Roe v. Wade. I know you had an immediate reaction. What was it, Kelda?
Well, this is an emergency for reproductive justice, and it poses a very serious threat to Wisconsinites' access to safe abortion care.
And Kelda, when you ran for governor of the state of Wisconsin, you pointed out in this state, if Roe v. Wade were overturned, abortion would be illegal in Wisconsin. PolitiFact said you were absolutely true when you said that. Kelda, that's our state law.
You're right. When I remember being a young law student and opening that statute book and seeing, you know, that 1849 law that makes abortion a crime. And I was shocked that Wisconsin still had this law in the books. But of course, you know, as long as Roe v. Wade was on the books, it's not enforceable. The problem is, what happens when this illegitimate, you know, group of six conservatives on the Supreme Court that, you know, Trump handpicked to overturn Roe, what happens when they get their hands on our right to choose? They're going to do their best to undermine access to abortion. And that means women in Wisconsin are going to be facing a very dangerous situation.
And Kelda, there has been some indication that some of these Federalist Society judges, or now justices, were picked specifically because they showed that there was a willingness to revisit Roe v. Wade. Now, I thought the way it worked, or the way it's supposed to work, is that once precedent is set, it's supposed to be decided law. Do you feel like these conservatives believe that way?
No, they are very outcome oriented. And I think, you know, the right wing has been really clear about their goal in this country, and that is to take us backwards. You know, we've seen the expansion of rights, of civil rights, voting rights, civil liberties, you know, to women, to people of color, to other marginalized groups, to LGBTQ individuals. And, you know, Roe v. Wade is a big part of that. And if we undermine the right to choose and the right to privacy that gives us the right to choose, we are undermining everyone's medical privacy. We're undermining people's rights and equality, the LGBTQ rights that we've gained. So this is dangerous, not just for people who might be pregnant and need abortion care. It's dangerous for all of us who love freedom and don't want our politicians making our own private decisions.
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Wisconsin State Senator Kelda Roy is joining us via the Zoom. Kelda, thank you for doing so. You know, the obvious problem is that those with resources, those with the money, those with the wherewithal, if you want access to an abortion, they're still going to get it. Right. I mean, even if the Supreme Court takes us up and doesn't look at just a 15-week ban, but decides, you know, somehow that, all right, this is all now from here on out, this is all going to be, you know, up to the states to decide, let's say. Well, you know, some states will still have it. And those people within other states that where it may be illegal, like in the state of Wisconsin, well, they'll just travel to California or New York. But of course, those perhaps less fortunate minority groups, whatever the case may be, that they don't have the financial resources to do it, will be the ones to actually suffer. Now we get back into, you know, alleyway and hotel room abortions, which of course, you know, it puts the lives of the women in jeopardy. I'm not sure that the question is here, Kelda, but I find it very difficult to believe that that is somewhere where the Republicans want to take us.
But that's where they are taking us. And it was a great point, Don, because when abortion is illegal, women die. We know that. That's true, not just in this country, but it's true all around the world. The more difficult, dangerous, and expensive you make accessing abortion, the more harm that it does to women. And women of means will continue to be able to reach obtain abortion care, even if they have to travel out of state. But what we don't talk about enough is how for millions of women in this country and for women in Wisconsin, the protection of Roe v. Wade has already been totally undermined. And that's because there have been so many restrictions by these anti-choicers, who, by the way, oppose paid family leave and childcare and any support of parenting and children. But they also have made it so that if you're low income in this country, it's very difficult to obtain abortion. They've put in mandatory delay laws, biased counseling laws that require your doctor to lie to you, you know, all kinds of things to make it as onerous as possible. And what that means is functionally, there are places in this country where you really can't access abortion. And there are women and people in this country who just don't have access to the care today.
Calder, if men got pregnant, that law, 1849 law, would be overturned immediately. What would it take here in the state of Wisconsin practically to make that happen? And we got redistricting coming up. Do we need to, you know, add legislation to remove legislation if we're able to, you know, get some Dems back and control the legislature?
Yeah, you know, fair maps obviously is really important. Right now we have an illegitimate legislative majority that keeps their grip on power despite not always winning the majority of votes. But I'm really proud that Representative Lisa Subek and I and many of our colleagues have introduced legislation to help protect women's health. We introduced it back in January because we knew this was coming, and it's very important that we pass the Abortion Rights Preservation Act to help ensure that regardless of what happens to Roe v. Wade, we're not going to be criminalizing abortion in Wisconsin.
Our fine guest, Kelda Royes, State Senator. Kelda, under the former administration of Scott Walker, there were a number of laws passed in this state that made access to reproductive care harder, more difficult. In fact, he often bragged about defunding Planned Parenthood. And I was at a committee hearing at the Wisconsin State Capitol, and testimony was being given that day. Men actually utilized the services of Planned Parenthood. Well, one of your colleagues, Senator Chris Kapinga, seemed completely blissfully ignorant of that point and wanted to remain so, Kelda. So here's my question. Wisconsin Republicans have constantly put women's reproductive health under attack. How much loss of care clinics and access to care has happened under the prior administration?
Unfortunately, there has been a huge rollback in access to health care for low-income people in Wisconsin. Not only has Planned Parenthood, which is, by the way, a health care provider of last resort for so many people around the state, you know, they do a huge amount of charity care. And the vast majority of the care they do prevents unintended pregnancy. You know, it's a tiny percentage, you know, less than 3% that actually has anything to do with abortion care. You know, they're doing things like cancer screening, birth control, STI treatment, you know, basic health care that, you know, people who can't afford to go to a doctor or don't have insurance otherwise would go without. But this is part of the larger Republican effort to take away access to health care. Wisconsin was one of the few states in the nation that has not taken the Medicaid expansion. And that not only has cost our state tens of thousands of healthcare jobs, but now it's something like $1.6 billion over the next 2 years and counting that our state is losing and it's going to other states. While the Republicans deprive tens of thousands of Wisconsinites of healthcare. So this is really part of a larger program of Republicans to make sure that people don't have access to the healthcare they need.
Senator, you brought up fair maps. We're going to continue this conversation with our pal Matt Rothschild from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. But explain to people, if you could, Kelda, the maps, the districts that were drawn a decade ago here in the state of Wisconsin have greatly favored Republicans, even when voter turnout is relatively equivalent between the parties. Kelda, A, do you think we're going to see fairer maps for the next elective cycle, 2022? And if we did so, how do you think that would affect governance in our state?
Well, I think it will make a huge difference. I think that the maps we're going to have in the next 10 years will be better than the last 10, for the simple reason that we have Governor Evers, who is very committed to fair maps. And, you know, he has put forth a People's Maps Commission to try to engage the public in redistricting so that it's not just politicians self-serving line drawing to benefit their own political interests. And that's, of course, the way that it should be. We should have independent redistricting commissions that draw the lines and ensure political competitiveness and fairness, that every vote counts equally and that we all have a chance to make our voice heard and let the chips fall where they may. That's what democracy should be. And I'm very optimistic and hopeful that we are going to have maps that are at least more competitive. So you don't have so many very entrenched incumbents who feel no obligation to respond to their voters or be accountable to the people.
Kelda, we've seen tremendous growth here in Dane County. Obviously, a population surge, I believe 44% of all the population growth in the state. How do you think the population growth of Dane County will affect any redistricting? Won't that, by the very nature of the number, spread quote-unquote democracy, or at least Democratic voters, across a variety of different districts bordering on Dane County?
Yes, we know that it's the blue parts of the state, and particularly Dane County, that are growing very rapidly. Sadly for me, that means that I'm probably going to lose constituents. My district will probably shrink, but you know what? That's as it should be. And we always try to respond to constituents from anywhere in Wisconsin. So if you write me, I'll still try to write you back. But, you know, Wisconsin has always been a purple state with a blue hue. And my hope is that after this redistricting, we will return to our true nature.
State Senator Kelda Royce, thank you so much for joining us here on the Devil's Advocates today. I hear some of your youngest constituents in the background. I remember the campaign baby. I bet she's growing up.
Yeah, she's now a campaign 3-year-old and not quite as compliant as she was.
She was the best baby. Kelda, you got great babies. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Devil's Advocate. Senator Kelda Royce from Dane County, from the Madison area. More Devil's Advocates. Phone lines, they're open. 844-967-2789.
Thanks, Kelda.
Thanks, Kelda.
Thank you, guys. Great to see you. I said I'm running, but I took my time. A friend of the devil is a friend of mine. I get home before daylight, just might get some sleep tonight. Good luck. We're all counting on you.